There's a wonderful old medieval tradition in Britain of the mystery plays. They were a kind of religious pantomime. They were, if you like, a dialogue between God and man. I thought it was time to revive it, so I wrote this song. In the beginning was the Word. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep, dividing light from darkness, day from night. The earth from the heavens, the waters from the dry land, the things that swim from the things that fly, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And on the sixth day, he made man. It was his first mistake. For in his own likeness made he him. God looked at man and said, I am well pleased. Man looked at God and said, I've got my rights. You can't put me upon this earth without my rights. What on earth would life be worth without my rights? I'm a very human person, a human sort of being. And being sort of human, I've got human sort of feelings, don't you see? You can't treat me like any other creeping thing. I'm on TV. I'm not a puppet on your string. I've got my 24-channel nights. I've got the lottery's delights. I've got my rights. I've got a right to be respected. It's my right not to be neglected. That's also my right. I've got a right to be made a fuss of when into the world I come. I demand someone to love me, a mum to wipe my bum. You can't kid me. I won't settle for any other kind of deal. You gotta give me what I want, all signed and sealed. I want my future guaranteed. You gotta give me what I need. Give me my rights. I've got a right to be happy, a right to be gay. It's in the Constitution of the US of A. I've a right to get my rocks off, protected or not. I've a right to be treated if I get you know what rot. I've a right to a job, a roof over my head. If I'm feeling laid back, I've a right to stay in bed. I've a right to get plastered every Saturday night. If I get tight, it's my right. Hey! Oi! Oi, you! God pondered this unexpected development. He was, quite frankly, dismayed. He had expected something like gratitude. He turned again to man and said, out of my abundance, I have given you life. Are you not glad? Glad? That's a laugh. What about my arthritis for a start? The doctor says I've got a dicky heart. I mean, what's there to be glad about when I've got all this pain? I wasn't meant to suffer. I should be as right as rain. You cocked it up. I mean, some almighty you turned out to be. Look at that. That's water on me knee. Well, I'm sick of sleepless nights and all these septic sites. What about my rights? You must be patient. You must be humble. Humble my arse. Why should I be humble? Life's a farce. At the end of it, you get a coup de grace. And on the way there, you get punished for every bit of fun. Someone's always out to make you pay for what you've done. It's all a lie. Why should I go on eating humble pie? I've had enough of castles in the sky. They say the meek inherit. Be bloody daft, whoever said it is a lie, because this life is a bitch and when it's over you die. And if it's for nothing, I want to know why. And what's on the cards when it's my time to go? I want to know. The public's got a right to know. I've got a right to be told what's going on up above. A right to be informed if push comes to shove. So if you up there made us, You ought to come clean and intervene. Where have you been? Hey? Are you listening? So, God agreed to reveal himself. Having made man in his own likeness, he made himself in the likeness of man and stepped onto the earth. It was his second mistake. For when man saw what God had done, he was enraged and killed him. When God saw what man had done, he was appalled and gave him his rights. I've got my rights. Here I stand supreme with all my rights. Like a cat that's got the cream, I got my rights. Where man has never been before, I shall boldly go. I'll do what I like when I'm running the show. Technology will shortly make a new man out of me. I'll live forever when science finds the key. No more sweat, no more strain, no more death, no more pain. I'll be free. Fiddly-dee. Man celebrated the arrival of the second millennium, dating from the appearance of God on earth, by declaring that God was dead. That he himself was destined to master the secrets of the universe and so become immortal. Yet, even with an electronic heart, a bionic brain, a transplanted liver, and hairpiece, a mechanical hip, and unlimited access to information on the superhighway, man was not happy. Casting round for someone to blame, he declared, "Well, it's my kids. Why don't my children love me like they should? God help me, I've done everything I could. Well, I mean, we sacrificed ourselves for them, me and their mum. At least they could be grateful for everything we've done. They've got a nerve. Already they've had more than they deserve. They say they're on a learning curve. Well, they're just lazy. They're rude. They've never heard of gratitude. They've got their rights. Oh, yeah, well, they've got their rights, all right, all right. And I've got my rights too, all right, all right. I've got a right of appeal, a right to have a word with God. I better have it soon before I'm under the sod. Oh, Christ, I'm dead. Oh, God, I take back everything I said. I must have been completely off my head. Oh, why did I have to die with all my rights? What about my rights? What about my... And so man, with all his rights, went to hell. God withdrew into the enormity of space, licking his wounds and resolving that one day, perhaps, he might try again, some other place, some other time.